That was a little vibrato. I heard it. That was a little baby vibrato. Okay, welcome to the Overrated Truth. I am your wonderful host, Mahoney, a.k.a., well, ZKA, Thyra Banks. You know what I'm talking about? And with me...
Got her Thyra's out.
Got my Thyra's out. With me, I have... Lays.
Yeah, aka Mr. Humble and Arrogant, aka Young Alexander Ho'Neal. Young Day Party, Mr. No Corona, Mr. Confrontational, still the gun, and just missing. I let y'all brains wander with the
Oh my god. Choom choom.
Hey girl, what's up, girl? What's up, though? What's going on? Hi, everybody.
And with us, who we haven't had in a very long time, is
Kareem Gregg.
Who is it?
By Drew Zaddy.
Drew's back in the building.
What's going on?
What up?
What's going on, Bad? I was here last week.
Y'all wasn't here last week.
Oh, you was here last week? Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know that. You missed the show?
Wasn't for you to know, brother.
Oh, shit.
Different show.
That's what we doing? We did talk about doing a show, just one episode, he and I.
You can find out onlyfans.com/Thyra Banks.
Thyra.
Oh my god.
Thyra Banks. Oh, go ahead and search it. It's $13.99 a month. Please subscribe. Daily updates. Anything else you give out, Mahoney?
None of that. I don't give up. I'm like, I feel like y'all make this up. You make this up.
I was like, she
got OnlyFans.
She does a feet show every Thursday. OnlyFans.
How have you been, Badru? Tell everybody what you've been going, what you've been having on in your life. Where you been? What's new?
Just doing the same old thing. I was trying to find out where the show was, where y'all were taping at all this time. And I guess y'all just been, I didn't get the email. So I'm here today. It's great. I called them. I seen Lays like walking. I that's Lays. I pull around, talk to Lays for a second. And I'm like, wait a minute. Mahoney was driving by. I'm like, wait a minute. Are you guys doing a podcast? They're like, well, yeah, I guess luck isn't here. So you want to come up? I'm like, sure.
This is all false, by the way.
Right. Let me tell y'all the real deal. There was a very strenuous negotiation process that we had to go through.
Wait. I was not a part of his negotiation.
No, you were not.
Only authorizing bodies were present.
There was a very, like I said, we had some tough negotiations to get him here. And by the grace of the God and these two boobs, he fell through. These two.
Sure negotiated.
Thyra Banks had to go to
work. I have to record in shorts and a tank top, people. This is what I did for y'all.
Whole quad out.
To get Badru on the show. I have to record in shorts and a tank.
Yes, Mahoney has on coochie cutters.
I do.
She got on. I'm attracted to my neighbor, so I'm going to check the mail every morning outfit. Oh, girl, to be checking the mail? With a little... Yeah.
Like she got it at 10, but just gonna go out at 12 for no reason.
Oh yeah. She making sure you ain't gonna miss her. She know when niggas having their breakfast. They having the breakfast because they know when she checks the mail.
Is she the one who picks up their Amazon pack? Oh, I picked this up by accident.
She pick up everything by accident. It's a bend over thing. She be dropping imaginary shit. Oh, whose dreams are these?
Whose dreams? That's sick.
Picking up my dreams right now, my nigga.
Lays, how was your weekend? I'm not.
You got sugar?
Yeah.
What are you doing with it? I just want to know if you got sugar. What?
I didn't need it for nothing. I just.
This is when you call for the pussy. See, when they call you, ooh, it's a different outfit than when you like, what you doing? And they like, I'm going to give them some, but this what I got on. It do work though, girls. But it, you know, it's like it's sexy, but it's, if he it's, don't show up, I ain't going to be mad. I put it on.
It's like I can sleep in this and get fucked at the same time. Like, all right, yeah.
This what I be wearing. This not what you be wearing. Oh,
the one step drop.
One step drop, just
the one step drop.
That's a house dress. Then right. You put on your house dress for that. If you just go,
and if they over 30, if they over 30, when you make reference to the outfit, they let you know that I usually sleep naked, so I really put all this on. Like I'm really in none mode.
You know, I read somewhere that sleeping naked is very healthy for you.
I'm all about health. Health is wealth.
Health is goddamn wealth. Lays, like I said, how was your weekend?
My weekend. I don't really remember my weekend. I guess it was cool. I'm here. Shit. I don't remember it though. What did I do this weekend?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me frowning?
I'm like, what did I do?
Your eyebrows are touching and I don't know what you did.
I don't know. Somebody remind me. What did I do this weekend?
That's an odd past.
Right. Yeah. You are like really looking into my. You missed me a little bit.
You missed the odd past.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss you. I've seen you in forever.
In forever.
I got to drive by your job.
Window. The stalker stare.
And I ain't seen you without, like, usually when you see her, it's only a matter of time before. It depends on which shoulder you look over. If it's like the right shoulder is going to be tip. If it's the left shoulder is going to be peanut. It's like, I mean, nugget. It's like. If you call her, you're going to get one of them.
Like her conscience are always with her?
That's like her pokey friends. I don't know if she just pull them out. And they pokey get you with friends. The sling on. Like she hit you with, tip hit you with some cool ass shit, make you feel like you cool too. He got that cool by association vibe. Like you sit next to that nigga for a long time, you're going to be like, y'all niggas think I'm cool too, huh?
I'm cool because he's cool.
Y'all niggas think I killed somebody, huh?
Y'all think I'll be out here doing shit, huh?
You can say anything. I'm murking niggas.
Allegedly.
How was your weekend, Badrew?
No, my weekend was regular. I'm over here watching Aretha Franklin documentary all weekend, trying to figure out what day it started.
And I wanted to talk about that, too.
Did y'all watch Aretha Franklin documentary?
I started watching.
I ain't finished it.
Yeah, that's like, how it worked.
Yeah, it was like I turned it on, and then I was like, I watched it like real good and I was like, damn, this is a long ass first episode.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
No, I was like, this episode like 2 hours, and then I looked and it was only 45 minutes. And then
that shit's slow.
But so much happened.
That development is slow.
And I was just like, next thing I know, it was like on episode 6, and I was like, wait.
Right.
What happened?
All I know is she was young and restless. Like, it felt, that shit felt like a soap opera, and she was, I'm like, this is the most, it's like religious and ratchet as fuck.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute, because it was like I blinked, and then she was married to Teddy, and I was like, but wasn't Teddy with the real grown chick, and she was a child when she met the nigga?
It was a whole
now they lot. Married, like. How we skip past this and then we skip back and she was talking about how her stomach was hurting because she got pregnant on accident and I was confused.
With your daddy?
Who?
In the bar with the daddy.
Do they say who these people who getting her pregnant?
No. Okay. No.
He was like, daddy was like, I bet you wish you stayed in the room last night, huh? I was like, nigga.
Right, your 12-year-old just told you she's actually not your 12-year-old. Your mama just told you that your 12-year-old is pregnant. Because she had a stomach ache and she felt her stomach and it was a bump. It was a lot.
It was a lot to process.
It's a lot. And I keep starting it back at that second episode. Like, maybe this is where it fell off for me. I don't really know what's popping with that. And then, yeah.
Did y'all really know what was up with Aretha before this? Like, was you super into Aretha's story?
I knew that she had had the early pregnancies and I had heard the stories about her father who was like, the preacher, but he was churching. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so it was like I knew that, but I didn't know the in-depth stories. And then there were the rumors about her and what's his name?
T.I.?
Oh,
my
bad. Would we be like, I don't even want to.
I think I woke up and went to go pee, and I was like, wait, T.I. got an afro? What the fuck is going on? I was asleep.
You know what I thought when I seen it? T.I. let out his personal sex life to promo this shit. It do go hand in hand.
Oh, and now we're here. Baju, ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
I'm just saying, they seem like the same kind. I'm like, this was tip. Is this what he was promoing? Because that shit got sticky. That show was sticky.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm just
allegedly
saying,
I mean,
I was confused by watching the whole thing. Did you already know about Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, I knew a little bit. I knew a little something. I know the asshole of her.
But I didn't.
She had that happen. Yeah, okay.
She's
that shit is fun. You know how we all been around music. You know how you seen somebody in music for so long, but you never really know what they're like, so you don't know what goes into them making the music they make. And then you get to know them through a little biopic, and you like, now I get it. Like, when you see what she been through as a kid, she having kids when she young, she fucking this nigga, people taking advantage of her shit. I can see you being at home being like, this might write a song. You like, R-E-S-P-E. You want to know, bitch?
Oh my God.
That it all led up to that.
See,
I didn't know she played the. See, this is the only thing I don't like about like biopics and stuff like that is, like, yeah, we find out things about these people's lives. Like, oh, I didn't know that she learned how to play the piano by ear, but then like. You just went in the studio and you started playing. You're No Good, yeah. Heartbreaker. Like, you just started playing that hit song and, like, get the fuck out of here. There was a team of writers. Like, the musicians were not at all. Like, you didn't just go in here, like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Like, get the fuck. Yeah. I hate that kind of Antoine Fisher type.
They got it, the magic they got to make around it.
Yeah, like, let's not do that. Let's tell the real, like, I knew how to play a little bit, and I was like, okay, that's good what y'all got, but let's put this church on it. Let me play a piece of the bar that you already played for me, and let me spice that up. But not that I came in here smoking my Newport, my Benson and Hedges.
I was about to say, that wasn't
Newport. I came in here with my Benson and Hedges or my Virginia Slim and just...
All right.
Yeah, no.
See, nah, yeah.
And then everybody was so in awe. Like, no.
Right. The story really, we need the hater to do the documentary.
Yeah.
The story really went like this.
Let's see like, really tell us the real. Don't come out and then, you know, this lady was like, nigga. And then you did all this great, amazing shit and you made it out and you was in the army and then you found a bitch in your family. Just, you know. Let's not Antoine Fisher the hell.
I kept watching the shit going, wait, Mary J. Blige been through what?
She did look like Mary. Okay, and this is why I know. Yeah, okay, it wasn't just me, because every time Cynthia came on the screen, I'm like, this about Aretha or Mary? Because she looked like Mary J. Blige. And I kept trying to figure out, does Aretha Franklin have that mole? Or is that Mary J. Blige with the mole? With the, like, who is she playing right now?
Like, they started one movie and just switched to another?
Yeah.
Kind of.
She just had a gang of Mary moments, too. I was like, this is Mary J. Blige story. Oh, it's a hybrid.
It had to be. And then, like, a lot of times they mix in current slang.
Yeah.
With period pieces, and it's like, they weren't saying that back then.
Wait,
like,
are you call movies about women period pieces too?
By Drew, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, y'all.
I didn't think women,
we all missed him, and he's here now.
I thought that was just me. Go ahead. That's crazy. We'd be on the same shit. We'd be on the same shit.
We'd be on the same. Shut your ass up. Like, no. But I don't, like, don't use modern slang for the 50s and the 60s and times of yore. Like, they weren't saying that stuff. Right. Stop it. Stop.
I'd be like that about lineups. I'd be like, come on, man. When right. I watch a slave movie and I see lineups, I'm ready to turn it.
Like, I don't see how you Negroes, how any of y'all was watching Bridgerton. And first of all of that was just so wrong. I couldn't get past the first episode because I'm like, y'all want me to believe in Victorian times that there were these black aristocrats having sex with these white women in front of everybody, and he had this lineup with the widow's peak? No. Get out of here.
I never watched. I tried a little bit. I'm like,
I couldn't get past that first episode because I'm like, how he got the straight across, he got the straight line with the 90 with the 45. Like, stop. Stop. This is too perfect on your lineup.
Yeah, I didn't fuck with Bridgerton. You fuck with Bridgerton?
No.
And then they'll like, the makeup, all of that is a turnoff. I'm like, they wasn't wearing lip gloss. Like, lips wasn't that shiny. Stop. Right.
And then y'all wearing fucking like Kylie Jenner brand too. Like, we know right. that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's super popping. You little mama lip gloss popping. Like,
yeah, if Leon from Snowfall don't got a lined up, you niggas definitely can't have one.
That's fucked up.
Damn, Leon from Snowfall. Ooh, this is a new episode coming. Well, I'm today? Behind. Yeah, tonight.
I'm finally tonight. On point with something.
Oh, it was yesterday.
Today is Wednesday. It's tonight.
Oh, so I'm behind one. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I gotta watch.
I'm good. I didn't see it. Okay, you're right.
I need to watch the episode from last week. The last one I saw is...
Spoiler alert. Go watch it. But go ahead.
Right, spoiler alert. If you haven't, the last one I saw is when he pulled up, Scully people pulled up on him, and they was like, oh, there them niggas go. And they had to shoot out between the cars.
Right, they was like, this is Gardena. They was like, this is Gardena. I'm like, nigga, this is LA. Okay. That's when you know you real LA niggas. Be like, bro, Gardena don't got streets.
Yeah,
like
I know a few thug, nasty thugs that are like, this episode, like, I can't really get with it, blood, because it's like, niggas weren't really, first of all, it's like, when you know real life gangbangers and they call themselves having some, like, that's why you I'm know, just, they I, know, wasn't nobody in the bottoms like that, blood, like, fuck that shit. Like,
you see, and that's why Scully I was discussing this fucking show with niggas from the city, because they got every issue. With this season.
But they liked it up until this season. They like, niggas, come on, blood. Niggas was mean in the warehouse, blood. That's my nigga voice. That's my LA nigga. Thug, nasty, nasty, thug voice.
I was with it more before I seen Rick Ross interview. You seen Rick Ross interview?
No.
When he was like, he said, John Singleton talked to him about doing his show like that. And then John Singleton got a deal that he wasn't real willing to be part of, and John Singleton was like, well, he moved on, and he was like, he stopped taking my calls after that.
I heard that, but I also heard the flip side to it,
the money. He was demanding more money, and
he said that too. Yeah,
they was like, nigga, you know your story is technically public record, and this is on some entertainment shit. We don't have to like, let us put you on for a consultant fee, and then once we get picked up, then we can discuss the move. We can't give you $10 million out the gate. Like, we don't even, we not on that looking, right now.
He
like,
was looking for the ultimate come up before the shit even hit.
He like, right. I did the time.
So it's like, that's why
I did the time. I deserve, you know how many people to give me the money.
That's why parts of it are similar to his story, and then parts of it are fiction, because it's like, nigga,
you gotta write out your own story.
Right, we really don't need you to do this. We can just say, and then you can't take us to court because this really don't align with your shit.
Neither does showing up to court. You gonna take me right. Where, nigga?
Right.
Okay.
Right. You saw what happened with your name. Like, you let old nigga punch you out your name.
You might as well take me to the yard. Oh, you want to take this to the yard, nigga?
Speaking of Rick Ross's, did y'all watch Coming to America, the new one?
I did.
Did you?
You know I did. I called you the next day.
You did call me.
Go ahead. Give your take and I'm going to give mine.
The first like 30 minutes solid laughs only because I was laughing at how hard some of the stupid background shit was. Like,
okay, so I wasn't the only one looking at shit like that. Go ahead.
I was looking at the like stuff what? In the background.
Wait, I didn't see that. What's that?
What? The backgrounds? Like, uh-huh. You're not looking at the man, you're looking at niggas in the back.
And the shit they were doing. Like, with Morgan Freeman, like, his speech he was giving. People stopped fucking when the king died and all of that. And then Gladys Knight songs and, like, the words to the song. I was listening to the music and shit like that. That was hilarious. And then
I had a problem with that part though. Like, I'm leaving on the midnight train to Zamunda.
Yeah.
You leaving on the midnight train from Zamunda. Like, you in Zamunda already.
Yeah. But the song was in reference to
him dying. And then I don't know why it was so funny to me, but when he was at his funeral, when King Jeffrey Joffrey was at his funeral.
He was dead before.
And wait a minute. And then Hakeem walked over and he said, I'm going to die now. Wait a minute.
That's fucked up. You know, I thought about y'all. Like, I thought about y'all when I watched that part.
Wait, what?
When I watched that part, I literally was like, huh, I thought about already truth. Because I'm like, remember we talked about.
Yes, my somebody. Cousin, go, yeah, my cousin he went to his funeral.
Performed at his own funeral.
Hey. They stole the shit.
They stole the shit.
They stole that shit. God, they Eddie, really
Eddie
did.
Eddie listening to the show again.
Eddie, you out here listening? You ghost listening? Man, look.
So, stuff like, in the background. Yeah.
Stuff in the background. And then when he met, first of all, ridiculous. You just go to New York and off the plane, you meet the nigga that's your son and you just knew without having a picture of the nigga.
They drew the picture of him.
He had the sketch.
A sketch. And you knew that this was your son. And then
that nigga had the new light bulb afro. So, of course, it was only one.
And then she said, you finna take us to Wakanda? And he said, everybody knows Wakanda isn't a real place. Nigga, you from Zamunda? Get the fuck out of here. I couldn't. It was a lot. Oh, look.
Oh, there we go.
No, wait.
Yeah, see? That's what it's all about. What did you think about it?
So, before I watched it, you know, everybody has their opinions on social media. So I was like, first of all, I know before I watched, like, y'all got these 1988 expectations. Mm. I don't have these expectations already. Like, everybody's going into thinking this shit's gonna be, nigga, like this shit came out in 90. No, nigga, this shit is 2021. It was hilarious. I liked it. It was stupid, but it was still funny. Like the background shit. Hilarious as shit. The Puma shit. The Fashion Nova shit. What's the other shit? The cat food shit was crazy.
Wait, the Fashion Nova shit. Oh, the Fashion Nova place in the background. Right. Mm-hmm.
The Fashion Nova ads.
It was ad heavy.
Yeah.
It was super ad heavy. Mm. Like, is this Amazon doing this? First ad and Wesley Snipes stole the motherfucking movie to me. I'm like,
oh, when he walked in.
But what was super funny to me is everybody with the real African accents, they didn't let talk. Like, Michael Blackson had four lines. Motherfucking Rotimi just, oy. Like,
I didn't like really, his character.
He didn't have a part for real.
It's like he just showed up. It was like, oh, come here, we're going to do this.
Put the light-skinned African nigga in. Like, put the light-skinned Nigerian in.
He is from Africa. But we don't got no role for him. He is from Africa, though.
But you didn't let him talk. And he's the one with the real.
That would have been a perfect time to hear his accent.
Yeah, damn. For him to really pull
Are
that out.
Right. Low-key, he should have played Hakeem's son.
Low-key.
Ooh.
Low-key.
He light-skinned. He could have been the same color as fucking Lisa.
No. Here's the thing, though. Oh, no. Because here's the thing. It's no way that Leslie and Eddie Murphy make the dude that they made. Right. Let alone another one.
No way.
Let alone Rotimi or whatever.
You're right.
But they definitely didn't even make the one they made. I've seen what they make. They don't make that. That don't equal that. Who that equal one? Wesley Snipes.
The nigga Wesley.
That's
bro, think about this. Imagine them doing a movie and Wesley Snipes is fucking Eddie Murphy's son. Talk about fucking spin.
That's a lot of that's Eddie Murphy had to be fucking early to have that happen. The way they transitioned to saying he had the baby with her too was kind of like
that shit
he
was
hit
dry.
Some weed and then That's it. I guess I've done it.
No, like the movie was cool, man. Y'all motherfuckers, everybody's had these, like I said, everybody had 88 expectations. Like, bro, y'all should have knew this shit wasn't going to be that.
Dude, when I watched it, the next day I called Mahoney immediately. That's the first person I called to talk about it because I was like, you seen it? You seen Coming to America? She was like, oh, I kind of turned it off. I'm like, nigga, you need to. I thought you'd be the main motherfucker happy about this. She like, wait, what? Why? Why, Badru? You know how she get? Why, Badru? I'm like, it's a story that says that you will most likely marry the motherfucking Michael B. Jordans of the world. She was like, what the fuck? I'm like, look at the movie. The nigga, he goes to look for his son, right? He goes to his son. He picks his son up. His son has the opportunity to come be the motherfucking next king and marry Tiana Taylor's of the world. Right?
Right.
She with it. He with it. Remember, he was with it at first. He was with it, yeah. With the weak-ass rap, baby. Let me show you. I'm a talented boy.
I was thinking Prince.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, bam. That is Prince's line.
That was Prince's song.
That was him doing that part. I thought, okay, I was just so mad at the end and just hearing a grown person say it. I didn't know why he rapped. Okay, now I get that. Okay, so he has the opportunity to have all that. What is he? First of all, you see his hairstyle when he got there?
Yeah.
Wait, before I go into that, this is what I think the movie was. It was a parody of Coming to America and Black Panther.
Why?
Because it had all the Coming to America, right? Like, it wasn't, okay, Coming to America was a rom-com. It was a romantic comedy. It wasn't like a spoof film. It was a story about him coming to find love, but it was funny. You know how they used to do back then, big rom-coms. This one wasn't romantic. It was just making fun of the old one, like kind of remember the old one. But then the stories in the shit was kind of Wakanda. You got the American dude coming to Africa, Michael B. Jordan. He gets the Michael B. Jordan haircut.
He got a duck tail.
No. The curly lock top with the little swoosh.
He had a Killmonger.
He had the Killmonger, right? Then he's coming to go through the challenges to become the whatever, just like him, except for the mess. Wesley Snipes, the mountain people. Wesley Snipes, come down. Right? And they like, no, we have something to say about this. Same vibes, right?
So, Coming to America 2 is a spoof of the Black Panther.
And Coming to America 1.
Damn.
It's not an authentic second rom-com where it's just love and then boom, and the kid makes an excuse, you know, makes a shit decision. But where it is that's the Mahoney part. So, this nigga could have had all this shit. Who does he choose? The big-titted barber. He gives it all up for Mahoney.
Where she gotta go back?
And Mahoney is basically this nigga who represents Michael B. Jordan. Right? Chooses fucking Mahoney over Tiana Taylor, willing to do every freaky thing forever. They already proved by her mama that she'll bark on one foot for all eternity if this nigga so. Tossing salads and all that is in play, right? And then this nigga chooses the big titty barber. Not a regular barber, the big titty barber.
Took her back to America on a jet.
All he wants to do is get her a barber shop right here in the city of Englewood. Right. Because you know what they're looking for? What's the one gang we got over there? Queens. So the nigga really was like, where do we find our queen? We go to Queen Street. Blood. Let's do it. Oh, blood.
Oh, shit.
See, they didn't really break that down right.
Yo.
Baby brought me some shoes. There we fucking go.
Dog. Did you? Nigga.
Thank you.
You got to sit down right now and hear this breakdown.
I told her. I told him
about the whole movie about you.
Yes, he went with the big Peter Parker. And look,
I heard this.
He went from part one.
Uh huh.
I want to go find a queen in Queens. Uh-huh. Part two. I want to go find a queen from Queen Street. On blood. A barber near Queen Street. That's what we need.
A barber near Queen Street. And that's
big titted barber near Queen Street.
He said the nigga. He left Tiana Taylor for the big city barber to bring the queen back to Queen Street and give her a barber.
Gave up a whole kingdom for it.
Yeah, I heard this. I heard this the day after he watched it, and he was like, tell me you saw Coming to America. Bruh. It was about you. And I was like, what? Wait, what?
It's true. Bro, I'd have never put that together. That's why you my motherfucking dog. Damn.
Mm-hmm. It was the Mahonies of the world. You next.
We on, Queens.
All them.
So
we on Sierra, Queens. Love Tiana.
Really in Africa?
Or he's African and not with none of them. Like, he's a real Nigerian prince. He's not the kind that you get an email about.
But look, she already talking to him about him in high regard. No, he a real Nigerian prince.
He not the type that you get that email about. He not gonna send you no check and then tell you keep 5,000 and send me back 85 G's. He not that kind.
Send me the taxes on this and I'm gonna send it to you.
Right. Send me, okay, what you gotta do to collect your recharge.
No, your prince got his own money.
He got his own, dog.
He got his own.
I love him because he got his own.
But yeah.
He got his.
Are you going to sing it, y'all? I'm your queen to be. That's where you're going?
She got to sing her own Prince song.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Give me some time. I'll make it. Bammy,
let me tell you, I'm a talented boy.
fuck.
Let me show you.
Baby, let me show you, talented boy.
But yeah, I seen that. I'm like, man, Mahoney probably watching this shit. Like, the world is mine, nigga. Get back.
So now you just got to tell everybody about that from now on. This movie's really about me.
It's really about my life, you know.
If a nigga don't got a little curly dread top,
you gotta have a Killmonger.
Outro.
Like, it was a mixture of his hair with a little Tyler Perry headpiece.
Wait.
Ducktail combo, like I, the barber in me. Never mind. I was about to say,
don't
I
don't judge
like
your prince.
Was sitting on his head.
Here's the bar.
Uh oh.
Yo, prince, you've already been cutting his hair. You didn't even know it.
Oh.
So the Nigerian client that I fired a couple years back, that was him.
Did he start out with a ducktail?
No, I did not cut his. What did he call it?
But you didn't give him one
this
either.
Is my, she sold a ducktail on that nigga.
That's what I'm saying. She did. You would have to have gave it to him. You need to place the ducktail on the right nigga one day
when and be like,
to the place to tell the donkey.
As soon as you find the right nigga, just press down the back of his neck.
Just press the
you ducktail. Are my prince. You are.
Can we talk about Rick Ross's accent?
They talking about his bullshit ass accident, and he already had four lines in the whole movie.
They had
that was his house though. They said that was his house, right?
Yeah.
So that was one of them owner things. Like, as long as I get a couple of lines, and y'all don't break the vases.
I was about to say he's like that uncle that's in the group because y'all be rehearsing and using his equipment and shit. This is his microphone, his speaker, his bass that he never learned how to play.
Right. Hey, Joe Jackson.
So he got to sing. Like, he
basically
in group
his
too.
Group. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he like, yeah, I'm in.
Now, I can't travel with him, so I don't do all the shows.
I mean, I am Harold Melvin. Y'all the Blue Notes. I don't really damn. Teddy P sing all the lead shit. You know what I'm saying? He the foe from, but I came with the whole shit, put the shit together. You know what I'm saying? But he had the more velvety voice.
He had the more.
That was Rick Ross. He was like this. I got this from Vanda.
I'm going to play a role.
You know. I'm sorry. Was that your Rick Ross?
I'm going to play a role.
Yeah. Checkers.
That nigga's funny.
They got.
But he got to be in a historic moment, though.
Checkers.
He like, I don't give a fuck. This is Coming to America Part 2. This
house.
Is the one your kids going to remember. The one you telling them is better than this, they ain't never going to watch it.
Yeah, we did. And I don't think that these younger people who are like, oh, it was just hella whack, y'all don't really understand Eddie Murphy's comedy, like how you got to look for the shit in the background, the extra shit
going on. But you know what kind of threw it off? I think Kenya Burris, having Kenya Burris write for it kind of didn't help.
Yeah, it's the booty hole type writing doesn't work for that. You needed the old.
I like Eddie Murphy checking white writers. Brilliant movie. Here you go. Nah, that ain't the way the shit go, man.
Nah, man. Nah,
what the fuck? Man, what the fuck? I'm just going to ad-lib that part.
And I've been on an Eddie Murphy thing lately because I watch HBO Max. That's my shit. That's my shit. And they have the whole...
Oh, I'm about to be up over here.
They had the whole Beverly Hills Cop trilogy, and I was watching. I watched one Monday. I watched two last night, and two. I was looking at the movies like, this shit was really trash, but because it was Eddie Murphy, why you keep looking at my couch like that?
You know how somebody, Cougar Town. Welcome to Cougar Town. You know, the weapons in Cougar Town is different than the weapons.
Are you talking about my massage gun? This week was my first week back in the gym.
If you see the big old massage gun that they use in the tents when they be having...
It's the actual, you know, the one that they sell on.
Yeah. That's how cougars
hunt. They look like a drill.
That's how cougars hunt niggas. You come over.
I'm not 40 yet. I got two more weeks of my 30s.
No. Once you're 30 and you live alone, you're a cougar in L.A. You got cougar amenities. So I'm hunting young Negroes with me massage gun. Because I feel like laid down as soon as I seen that. Like, you just act like you get shot and fall on their couch.
Right here.
You see the little massage gun?
Yeah, I see it.
This was my first week back in the gym on the weights, and my legs have been killing me, and I walk 4 miles every day.
Mm.
So
that's right.
The walking, it was a lot. It was a lot.
I see a lot.
Derrick Jackson, we talking about him or nah? No, let's start with the fuck shit.
That's not the fuck shit.
It is fuck, but I mean the real, like, no, we going to Derrick Jackson. So did you watch the video? Have you guys seen it? Have you weighed in?
I watched the clips. I wasn't going to watch the whole shit because real niggas shouldn't watch the whole shit. Real niggas shouldn't watch the whole shit, bro. Like,
your take?
Live your life for you and stop listening to these niggas on the internet because we ain't fucking perfect. Niggas in relationships ain't perfect. This nigga made, they said all his videos have been in cars.
They have been.
Except for the one with his wife and he's like, she got the let me do this nigga a favor outfit on.
The one with nigga reading off the whiteboard, what he wrote. I did not mean to do this and I do.
That's like when your parents want you to give a, you know, you got that mama who wants the exact apology. No, what you sorry for, Daniel?
Yeah.
And like, I'm sorry for stealing. It's like he ran standards. No, you're not sorry for stealing? Yeah.
He ran standards.
Yeah.
I will not write on the table no more. I will not write on the table. That's it.
I just trip off the shit he used to say before that because he'd be on niggas' heads about cheating.
I never got either,
but I kind of had to go look into him a little bit.
You had to be back
with him. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you that guy. He's like the dude who shows up in front of, you know, like back in the day when you were a kid and you do some shit you're not supposed to do, but your parent don't see. But that other kid who's not even related to y'all is like, Liz, I don't think your mom would want you to be kicking your feet in the mud like that. You have on new shoes. He's like, nigga, this is the driest of snitching. What are you?
He's always been a lot on it for me. Like, I liken him to a Steve Harvey,
You seen the flyer with him versus Samuel.
More me. I'm like, you got a I cheat hairline. Like, your shit is always crisp and perfect. You always pull the beanie back so we can see, like, I'm fresh from the barbershop. You're never around your wife.
Funny. He looked like a cheater.
He looks like a cheater. Like, women know. Like, you got that velvety, smooth ass lace.
Women are.
You got that velvety lace skin. Velvety lace. You know what I'm saying? You throw a dimple on that shit.
You got that olive olays.
Right. I get my
olive olays.
Yeah, the Ove. Like Shanae said, you use the Ove. Okay. The
Ove. That's going to be his new shit, all of Olay's. He can be like,
all of Olay's. Yep, like he do that.
Ladies, that's his other AKA.
Right, and then he sell it, like, he's selling books and shit, humble and arrogant. What I mean? Oh, the fuck? I got the books, I got a new game, you can play with your people, hey, you know.
You know what? My better half can help me write my book.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, see? See, it's that smooth.
How many halves is in a house?
Hey, ladies, what's going on,
ladies? How many halves is in a whole lays?
Right. Hey, ladies, I'm down for y'all. Hey, my sweet velvety queens, mothers of the earth. Don't let these men. Any man that's too on the women's side, like, don't you listen to these niggas?
No, let me tell you. Okay. No, Mahoney. The most thing I can say to women to be on their side is,
here we go.
Anybody with a dick, it's not on your side.
It.
Don't think not. And I'm saying with a dick. Like, I was just talking to a gay homegirl, right? And I'm like, yo.
And it's like, I saw where this was going. Go ahead.
I'm like, y'all about to fall for the okie doke. She was like, what? I'm like, I just want to say it now, 2021. So you remember this in 2031 when we revisit this. She was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, y'all can't trust people with dicks. You ain't learned that?
Straps included.
Dude. Y'all gonna end up, like, you know how sometimes women go on the side of the gay man? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm gonna go with my gay man over you. He a dude.
He is a dude.
It's all good until y'all get in the league together, then, oh. You rallying for this nigga till he dunk on you.
Gay men will absolutely still fuck you.
Like, he still will get the pussy and be right. Like, oh my God, bitch, I can't believe we did that.
Right, oh my God, we did that. Right. Right.
He's so, gonna fuck you. And then secondly, but what about
lying so fine?
And you're gonna talk up for him so many times that he's gonna be on your team on something. And he'll be playing for the Sparks. You fucked up. Y'all, the new Jordan of women's basketball is actual Jordan. The new Michael Jordan is a Michael.
And not Michelle.
Nah.
You Michelle. Know what?
We not on your side. Not even gay dudes. They not on your side.
And
the dudes, those love talking dudes, they not on your side.
They all come from a place of being cheaters or reformed, as they say.
Hotep hoes.
Hotep hoes. That's like the Honda Honeys. Hotep hoes.
Tigra and Bunny of males.
He's Tigra.
And I just.
Wait, do y'all like Kevin? Blaze? Nah, I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to put you in that situation.
What?
But you probably fuck with him. You fuck with Kevin Samuels?
He say some shit, but I'm not really like, I'm not into all that shit. I don't be like watching that shit. Like,
I understand that on some man shit, because my only problem with Kevin Samuels is your whole job is out here going back and forth with females.
Bruh, he goes back and forth with men too.
I know, but the majority of his draw and his thing is he can't wait to get, I see him, he put females in a trick. He got like baby mama level skills. Like, he put you in a trick. Bag everything a woman. I see women try. You ever seen the trick? Try to be on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kevin. Hello. What do you? What do you need? What's going on? What do you have for me, Kevin? Why are you already? I'm not like anything. See, that's the problem with you. Like, damn, you need to say.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem with you women. You don't. You know. You come on my show, and you know you don't know what you want. Can I help? How tall are you? Oh.
And that's what he leaves with. How tall are you? How much do you weigh? Like, some of it is based in fact. Some of it is just like this clickbait, and I see what you're doing with that. And then, like, I do like the fact that he is an equal opportunist. Like,
he will give it to the dudes,
He
too.
Will give it to the niggas. Like, oh, you want bitches to be in love with you, but you fat. You don't have no job.
And your dick little.
Your mama and your dick little. Like,
he said. He said, is your dick big? He said, what?
Is your dick big? Nigga, you know if your dick is big. Yeah. I know I got a big dick.
Right. We know. You don't know.
You don't
you're
know.
Not we.
Like, I listened to one episode where a dude called in. He was like, you make how much an hour? He was like, don't no woman want you? The fuck? Get out and get a good job. You want right. These bitches to do what?
Right.
Well, he didn't say bitches, but he was like, you want these women to be all over you?
I like the point that he ultimately be saying,
you
like,
can't even take
dude, them. Fuck with somebody who is on your level. Yeah. That's ultimately the problem, because he like, yo, you talking about people who want high quality, quote unquote, this and that. Like, my man got to make six figures, but you barely make four.
Barely making four. Barely.
And then you're looking at the nigga next to you like, look at this loser at my job. Right. That's a co-worker, bitch. What you talking about? Y'all co. Right. You co.
We co-work here.
Yeah, we co-broke.
Co-broke.
Yeah, we got the same co-benefits, co-pay, everything else.
Co-benefits and co-pay. That is a fact-based thing. I just have an issue with, like, I was talking to Janak, Dr. Hey. Janak, yesterday.
Who you sleeping with now?
Take what?
I'm like, wait, what? How we get there? You, anyway.
And she got a new set of few. Come on, man. Lays. This is new dick.
That is not. No, that is not what that is.
This mean new
that's,
dick.
That's the mood.
Do we got the color, white and color ambiance.
Wait, this come with an app?
Oh, yeah. This is like when you can.
Yes,
make,
it comes with a hub. Hey. Now y'all made me forget what I was about to
do
say.
Do we come with a clap on?
No, like it's okay. So they're looking.
She stay away from those because she wouldn't be able to walk through the house without it feeling like lightning.
First of all, it's my light ambiance because I am a woman. Lay
still
by
laughing
herself. Because
he like she always sleep naked. Imagine she run to the bathroom quick. Pat 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 pat. Like,
I am a woman who lives alone, so I don't want to come into a dark house with this particular lighting situation. If you have the app on your phone, when you get close to your house, it'll turn your lights on for you so you don't have to walk into a dark house.
It'll turn more than that.
So look, so when you walk up, right, it's like, I'm about to go in the house, it should red lights already. I was like, did she leave the lights on?
Why? She got a red light ready.
Why is mint condition pretty brown eyes already on?
And then, you know what it is? It's a built-in excuse. Oh, those was on when I left.
A built-in excuse?
I be in a mood. It come with built-in excuses? With limitless possibilities? For extraordinary experience. This is some free shit.
Hey.
Okay, I'll be back.
I got it at Costco. Do they sell free shit at Costco?
All day.
You out here trying to get your silhouette challenge on. Put your hand
she got
on
the
my
she got the doorway.
Mahoney, you got
to
know what.
I'm
please,
not, no.
Please, please do the silhouette challenge.
No.
So
I wasn't doing the busted challenge. I'm not doing the silhouette challenge. I'm not. The challenge is keep these motherfucking bills paid.
What about the solo wet challenge?
And we challenge you guys to do the solo wet
challenge. Let us watch what you do. Stop saying real shit.
It's like I missed you so, so much. And you got here and I was like, but Drew. He's still by Drewing.
He still get these jobs.
Did you think anything else?
He's still
going to get these.
Where did you find a denim jacket in that wash?
You feel me?
This is
it's of new edition proportions. I know.
Yeah, this is cooling now. Yes, this is performance wear.
Yeah.
Wash. That's nice. I like that.
Airbrush ready.
That is
definitely Magic Mountain airbrush. Wait, I'm taking my shit up there.
But this go all the way back to you could actually just Sharpie marker on these, and that little bleedy watery.
That last
look,
week of school, have all your friends.
And a couple
right.
of buttons.
Yeah.
Get some buttons on this motherfucker. It's over.
All on the pockets. Yeah. And the collar right here. All your buttons. Yeah. Have your friends sign it.
Have your friends.
Like that one nigga that would wear the t-shirt, the white t-shirt, and all his friends wrote on it.
I had a Sharpie marker and make that S to start with the six lines.
up, down, bro.
A little diamond S.
Hey, we thought we was on. We made that shit.
Right.
Niggas can.
If your name started with an S, it was on.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, you always.
Nigga, for about
that.
6 weeks, nigga, when I had to write my last name, nigga. Nigga kept going. Nigga.
And then kept going after that. I can't.
You can.
I forgot what I was saying before that. Before you brought up this light that you made a freak situation.
She don't want to be freak no more. She
all I just see that light and some cocoa butter and a half burnt joint of Pineapple Express. You tell me what the situation is. And a massage gun. And a massage. Come on, man. I know how to read the tea leaves. Okay, red light special. Okay.
What's the most drank alcohol she got?
And she got every drink of alcohol known to man. She got all the startups.
All the startups?
It's every different type of nigga to get started up. It's the light skinned nigga shit. Stella's over there. You got real nigga shit. The fucking sick 19 crimes. You got I still be in the clubs regardless of Corona. That Black Bartles Jameson,
Black Barrel Jameson. Yeah.
You got I graduated before you, Jack Daniels. Mm-hmm.
There's some Crown over there.
There's some. I'm over here fucking my I know her mama from school. Crown Royal.
How did y'all say that together? I know her mama from school. Crown Royal. You got this Honey Jack.
You got some Inglewood water, 1800.
Inglewood water.
One of my clients gave that to me for Christmas too.
You got Inglewood sparklets, John Julio.
Yeah.
That's like having sparklets at your house. Like, oh my nigga.
I have some Basil Hayden whiskey. I have some Monkey Shoulder.
That's some I work in the industry and I fuck niggas who operate big cameras.
There's right. Some Vouvray Clico. Vouvray Clico.
I ain't just a bitch you could use.
There's some Earl Stevens Select that was also a gift.
But I could be.
Of course, there's Hennessy.
Of course, we getting it. That's some no conversation coming in. Don't
know you got a conversation. Anejo Patron.
Oh, so Anejo Patron. That's occasional Mexican falls through. Remember we on La Brea. That's our
there's
La Brea.
There's Belizean rum.
Yeah, that's I live right by the Belizean spot. Jamaican spot, walking distance. And I will walk me one back.
And there's some Stella beers over there.
Your homegirls fall through.
The beer? Stella?
Oh no, that's light skinned niggas. Oh yeah. I said that in the beginning. That's the light skinned niggas.
You said that to the wine. That's the homegirls.
No, Stella is light skinned niggas champagne. Stella is the homegirls.
The beer?
Yeah, light skinned niggas love Stella.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Of all flavors.
Yeah, Stella all right, Rosa.
I'm like, and the monkey.
How many light skinned dudes you had over here?
Oh shit.
None.
That's why you still got Stella. When I'm like, you're still like, they drink that shit like Heineken.
Light skin.
You learn something new.
So many niggas gonna be offended when they hear this shit.
That I know your mama from school. That's the Crown Royal.
That is.
And how did y'all say that at the same time like that? First, y'all are gearing up to be them old niggas in your life. I went to school with your mama.
No, that era dying out. You gotta zip your boots from the inside, mid boots for that. We not never gonna be
yo Chelsea's.
Stella. What is our Stella gonna be? I mean, what is our Crown Royal?
Hennessy.
Nah, Hennessy is Hennessy.
Hennessy's always Hennessy.
But our Crown Royal
they
will be
put Hennessy in a film port in a peel Remy. Form.
Remy. Remy is.
That's our Remy Crown Royal. When we get old, they're gonna be like, bitch, you came over with some Remy. You know he was old. I know this get the young girls going.
They gonna start putting Hennessy in pill form for erectile dysfunction. Watch what I say. I'm gonna be like, you having problems getting up? Try Hennessy.
Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine taking Hennessy in pill form. It's like,
ginger ale too. It's gonna come in a tablet or a shot.
You gotta take it with bold for it to work.
Bold.
You gotta bold. Take
niggas gonna be acting like they're taking fish oil. Yeah, I'm taking these fish oil pills and get to work.
You know what else I have?
Ooh, you get you faded with no alcohol break?
I have Jim Beam in my freezer too. That my yeah.
Okay, you fuck the white boys. You fuck the white boys.
Jim Beam the fireball
never had sex.
Screams Carl Cassidy.
I've never had sex with a white man.
She was very accurate, so I don't want to guess what you have had with him, but that was nah. Very. I've never had sex.
I went on a date with a white guy before.
That's that
in college.
That's that Jackson. There's I had non-sexual sex
the
with her.
The nigga made a video critiquing the video he did with his wife like he wasn't the nigga in the video.
Oh, did he?
What?
It's like three videos, right?
It's two videos. He did the side-by-side cut. And he's like, somebody wanted me to break down this video. I guess he was trying to be funny. So I'm going to give him what he wanted. So he's watching himself do the video with his wife when she had the bonnet on and shit. And he's like talking about himself in third person like he ain't that nigga. He's like, see, if you look right here, D is full of remorse. You could tell by his body language that he's changed. And he's trying to... And then... At the end of that, tried to sell us some humble and arrogant shit.
Wait.
Then he went back to selling his brand like nothing ever happened. By the way, read my books. And
I seen a lady in my church with some humble and arrogant shit on.
First of all, nigga, you in the church?
No.
That's what I'm like. That no, doesn't sound
but
right.
But in my mind, did you go to online? I just see somebody with a humble
it was
and arrogant,
Ralph's. With it. He was at Ralph's.
First of all, I've been to church as many times.
Chicken.
You ain't been to church.
Chicken. You've been to Church's Chicken and got a biscuit. You didn't
do
get
they still got Church's Chicken now that the one on 64th gone?
I don't know.
Church's Chicken are going extinct.
They should have been gone extinct when they tried to sell us 300 pieces of chicken for $10.
I'm just proud of the nigga who decided he was gonna name a church. Like he believed in that. This the Lord chicken right here, my nigga. This is the church. He should have just not used the R. That should have still been around.
Church's?
Yeah, I bet you that didn't show.
Go to Church's Chicken.
Go to church, man. I go to church now. Give me one of them biscuits. They have some of the best biscuits in the game.
That honey butter biscuit. It was a fight. That's all you get from there. Don't.
Only
you
thing that wasn't good at Church's Chicken was to like chicken.
The main ingredient.
Yeah, other than
give
that,
me all sides.
Okra and everything else was good. There's a church. There's the one on Prairie and Century.
Is that one still open? Yeah. It's still
It is still open. Yeah, it's right next to Roadway Inn. Don't ask me.
That's not Roadway Inn is about to be luxury condos.
Damn, I had some good. Anyway.
You did? Man, yeah. Every time I hear Lays talk about which hotels he's been to, he did.
You a real... And I say this with all due respect, scumbag. Yeah. the hotels that you have partook in.
The hotels that you say are a message before you get there. Like, when the girl get there, she know, he don't like me.
He really just want to fuck. Like,
this is...
All I am is...
This is not somewhere you spend the night.
At least you're clear in your message. You are clear in your message.
Okay.
Most of the places you have been have an hourly rate.
Let me be clear.
They places you don't fall asleep in. They got a bed, but you like, I'm going to be up all night at this motherfucker,
this
or I'm leaving.
This chain is just to make us feel good. Like, this is really not protecting
us. Okay,
nothing.
So let me be. The Roadway Inn, that one, somebody took me to.
I just think you like to fuck by them big-ass heaters.
Slash air conditioners.
Them big-ass air conditioner heater to be the size of the whole window.
Yeah.
That shit is
funny. You did porn. All your hotels are porn sets.
I did not.
Lays one of them dudes to be wearing a black ski mask in the porns.
Yes.
Ladies, if you recognize or had or participated in the porn with Lays, please contact at Overrated Truth.
I need to know. You've done pronos.
No, I've never did a porno.
Have you?
No. Not one that's on the internet.
Okay, I was about to say, can you specify? I've
done some porn star shit. Look, I'm like,
can you specify?
I've probably done some porn star shit in myself. I'm sure you've done some shit in your sexual life, and you've been like, if somebody saw that, for sure.
Is there any video like that?
For sure,
that
they're closing the computer and pushing it away after. Like, that was filthy.
Has anybody who shouldn't have seen one of your videos seen them?
I'm sure.
Friend, family.
I'm sure, because they swipe too far.
Maybe one that you took with something, like did a video with a dude and he got it. You got any videos where the guy got it?
No.
On a phone or anything of all time, you know?
No.
When they just had them cameras they put on the tripod?
The little side.
The little high eight?
The little side. I got that, I had that tape, I destroyed it.
Would you like
one? No. I don't want to see how I look when I'm humping. I don't think anybody makes good faces when they're fucking. Like, none of that is, I want to go back and rewatch
First it. Of all, once you fucking, the definition of good face change. You can't make that face in the picture, but when we fucking, that's the face.
That's the face. No, I'm not. No.
Watch a video. That's what I'm looking for in porn. I'm like, there's the face. She no. there for real.
All
she
didn't just come to work. No face, no case. You wouldn't know it was me.
That's prove all Lay's. All Lay's shit is no face, no case.
Right. Prove it's me.
Lay's invented that.
I'm not. I have never did a porno. I have.
Whoops. Dare you in, though?
Yeah.
You fucked at the snooty.
For a couple of hours.
I say you don't, like Matt said, you don't stay.
Man, you know what's funny? I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but when you be out in the world and you bump into somebody who lays fucked, hilarious moments.
That's never happened to me.
It's always like.
Actually incorrect.
First, they got the Lay's gate around them. You never know the Lay's gate.
The Lay's gate
is if you meet a female, or brothers from LA. This is not for everybody who listens to the overture. If you're from LA, mm-hmm. or anywhere that Lazy has traveled to on his tour, so not LA. If you meet a girl, doesn't have to be a girl mm-hmm. of any particular style, height, color, creed, or condition.
Wow.
This nigga's throwing me off. Okay, now. Keep going.
And you meet her, right? You talking to her. She's cool. You know, everybody knows the three types of people who fuck with them. Like, oh, you one of the types to fuck with me. When you see me, you think I'm the nigga. They see you. You fucking with them. Hey, what's going on? Boom, boom, boom. But you can't quite connect. She like, I want to be your friend. I want to get to know you better. But I have a lazy gate. You have a lazy gate. What does that mean? An invisible gate, because I fuck lays and I can't fuck nobody who fuck lays. Who know lays. Wow. But I would like to be your friend. Like, and then you'd be like, oh, you fuck lays? And like,
lays gate. Yeah.
And then they tell the fantastic story of like, we were like, it's very cheesy. It's dark. And then whatever I was telling myself. But anyway, they are very refined. Like, nuns. And women like who don't date black men, and women who have Lay's gate, they will not give you no action.
I will say this: I haven't experienced the Lay's gate, but I have run into some of them that were like, I just don't know what happened. He was just so sweet and he was amazing.
The niggas' Kaiser so sweet. I don't know why he never gives that AK up.
they fall in love with this nigga.
They were like, is he okay? Like that? Right. Yeah, he's fucking late.
I don't know what happened. And then,
I don't know.
We were just in love, and then I don't know what's going on. And then, next thing I know, I'm getting an attitude. I'm like, I don't know what happened. I wasn't a part of that.
We
was cool.
Lace, yeah.
Lace ain't fat, nigga. I'll tell you the truth. Then I'm ghosting.
Lace Dini. The niggas, they were like,
Lace Dini.
Have you talked to him? Like,
No,
I haven't.
I mean,
yeah. So anyway, if you run into the Lay's gate situation, brothers, it's not you. It's the Lay's.
It's the Lay's. I just want
everybody to understand that these are entertainment. This is for entertainment. This is for the podcast. It's not
brother,
true.
Brother, if you got a,
do you have breakaway sleeves?
No, bro. What is wrong with you?
I'm looking at it, and it looks like...
Oh, right here?
Yeah, like it's a little breakaway situation. No, no. I guess it was just the way it was. I was like, okay, you right. Ready for action, huh? Let's go.
breakaway sleeves on the windbreaker?
Yeah, that's some real coach type shit.
Yeah, that'd be very Rhythm Nation of him.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, this is all entertainment. Don't listen. I mean, you know.
Did you just rub my leg?
On accident.
Oh, my God. We're going to try to
life be life-ing.
No, because I'm trying to find a nice way to wrap it up. But Life be life, and I know it's been a while since we had an episode come to you guys. We're trying to transition and keep this coming, and we'll have more episodes. I know we say that all the time, but people be people in, life be life in. So stick with us. Gonna bring you more content, more episodes, it happen.
I'll stop blaze gating, whatever that is. Come talk to me.
You like that, huh?
Lasgate?
Uh huh.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean,
when you hear that little ghostly hammer moment when you walk up on a girl and you just can't touch it. It's like
that's Lasgate.
She got Lasgate. Hey. You only gonna hear it one time, it's gonna sound like but it's really can't touch it.
Wow.
Hey, let me just say it. I don't cuff anything. I don't lock anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, you like the school police. He ain't cuffing nothing. He gonna pull up on you, but he ain't gonna cuff you. You might go with him, but you might hit that back seat, but you ain't getting cuffed.
What?
You might hit that back seat, but
what? You may hit the back seat, but you ain't getting cuffed. Lace, tell the people where they can find us.
Oh fuck. wherever you subscribe to your podcast, please subscribe, leave a review, rate us, let us know, share it with a friend, Instagram, Overrated Truth Pod. Our email is overratedtruthpod@gmail.com. Facebook, the Overrated Truth Podcast. Fuck, dog. Damn.
You might hit the back seat, but you ain't getting cuffed.
What?
Yeah. Continue.
You can find me on Instagram at LazyB the Great, LazyBDA. I'm glad you ain't got a mic. That's
LazyB the Gate.
That is, damn, you gonna say it now?
Yes. Yes. But,
that's Instagram LazyB the Great, Snapchat LazyB Get Great. I ain't really gonna come out no more. Fuck that shit. But yeah, holler at me. Hit me wherever you see me.
Badru, where can they find you? You can find me in that parking lot.
Look for my honey. I'll be half a foot behind it. I'll be a little more than half a foot behind her. I'm just
kidding. I'll be a foot in her.
I ain't making no false claim. I'm just saying.
No, my God.
Oh, how we missed you. Oh, how we missed you.
So how to find you then?
Honey, where can they find you?
On Instagram. And on... No, I'm not on Twitter. I ain't even gonna lie. I try.
Twitter, Lace B, Get Great.
I try, and then I read some shit and be like, I hate y'all niggas. And I duck off. It's a lot. Social media is getting to be a lot for me, and everything annoys me, and I'm like, I hate it here.
I think I'm getting to that point.
I hate it here. And yeah, I'm sick of challenges and stupid videos and all of this shit.
Okay, so you don't have a Twitter. Okay.
No, I have one. Okay. About my home. Or my home bomb, one of them. Figure it out.
It's a suggestion. However you take it.
Yeah. And on that note, there's always three sides to Badru. And all of them janky as fuck. Y'all know what it is. It's always three sides to every story, and all of them are true. Peace out.